A lot has happened over the past 10 years, and for the LGBTQ community here in the U.S., a lot of good things. The legalization of same-sex marriage, the military ending discrimination against gay and lesbians, more LGBTQ members of Congress, and more openly gay athletes and celebrities. Some countries around the world are using the United States as a model for how to expand legal protections. Other nations are not. They're moving in the opposite direction, passing laws to outlaw homosexuality and cracking down on activists. To take a look back at the decade of highs and lows for the LGBTQ community worldwide, my colleague Marco Werman spoke with Lucas Mendez. He's a senior research officer at ILGA World. That's the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association. He's also the author of the 2019 state-sponsored homophobia report, which tracks LGBTQ progress and discrimination around the world. Marco began the interview by asking, is the LGBT community closer to equality now than it was a decade ago?
Well, to give you a direct answer, yes. Under that headline, of course, then there's a lot of nuance. And we have to clarify who is we, because not all of us benefit from that progress equally.
In the past 10 years, if we just look at the U.S., there's been the legalization of same-sex marriage, changes in social attitudes, the government repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the military policy. Compare those gains to other countries. Where have you seen more progress toward LGBTQ equality?
It is true that most of the progress is in the West, I would say the Americas, Europe, and a few countries as well in Asia and in Southern Africa are making progress. In 2010, looking back 10 years back, only 7 countries actually recognized same-sex marriage at the national level. But now it's 28 countries, and we've seen that progress take place also with regard to protection against discrimination, especially in employment. For instance, looking back into the situation in 2010, 49 countries protected us against discrimination in employment, and now it's 77 countries.
Are there any countries you were surprised to see expand LGBTQ rights over the past decade?
Certainly. It used to be the case with Southern Africa that, South Africa was the leading country in the whole continent, but now we see other countries making progress as well. Mozambique and Botswana also protect people from discrimination in employment. So South Africa is no longer the lonely wolf in Africa.
Yet if you look at South Africa, a country with protections for LGBTQ rights, in reality, the violence still continues against the community. Why do you think that happens?
Legal reform and societal attitudes do not always go hand in hand. So sometimes you see one of the two factors changing before the other, or legal reform pushing a change in societal attitudes.
On the extreme end of the spectrum, countries that rank the lowest in terms of LGBTQ safety and rights are actually passing and enforcing laws that further restrict the rights of the LGBTQ community. Which countries are those, and what does life look like for LGBTQ people there?
Exactly. So there are still 6 countries in which the death penalty is effectively enforced, and those countries are Sudan, Somalia, a few provinces in Nigeria, Yemen, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. The situation on the ground is extremely difficult. And, you know, the people that were able to speak about the lived reality of LGBT people in those countries have actually fled the country before they were able to speak out. We wonder about the thousands and millions of people that are still living under those situations and cannot leave a country. It is very difficult for people on the ground to organize, let alone register an organization working on these issues. So the prospect of change in these 6 countries and in other countries that have similar laws is really dim.
I mean, you did speak earlier about the pendulum kind of swinging back to a darker time for LGBTQ rights. How concerned are you going into the next decade?
Well, actually, we have issued this report with mixed feelings, because we thought that criminalizing countries would never, you know, be added to the list. But we had to add Chad in 2017, and we had to add Gabon this year to that list. However, we are confident that the trend will still be decriminalization.
Lucas, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Marco, for having me.
That was my colleague Marco Werman speaking with Lucas Mendez, a senior research officer at ILGA World. That's the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association.